My name's Madeleine Ackroyd. I started work in 1965 at Valances on the Head Row in Leeds. Got my job being a bit cheeky because our head girl had got a job there and decided to stay on at school. So I went to see the manager there, who was Lenny Lyons, who was quite well known in those days. And I said, could I have the job because my friend's not going to turn up for this job. My first day, I went down the stairs because the record department was in a basement and it had all booths around the walls. It had LP booths down one side and singles in an arc shape around the far wall. And the counter was like an arc shape with all turntables. And the first day that I started there, I can remember walking down the steps and there was a young man worked behind the counter and he put the Safari's Wipeout record on and he staggered it so the whole department just echoed of ha 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 Wipeout. It was just so funny. I used to get all the demo records from the record companies. I used to take them home and listen to them. We used to sell them to all the DJs and decided which records to stock. I did a lot of backroom work with a lot of the other girls and learned how to file records away and how they were kept. And we used to clean the browsers every morning and make sure everything was categorised in the right order. Some great, great times, great memories. I went down to EMI on a training course and we went to the launch of Tamla Motown in the studios at Manchester Square. Went round all the recording studios. There were Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Martha Reeves, all the Motown guys were there doing the recording. That was something else. We supplied all the DJs and things. They used to come in, listen to all new releases. We had a feature in the paper, The Girls Who Could Foretell the Stars. Very, very busy time. And when the Beatles album first came out, they were with the Beatles. I can remember Lenny Lyons going down to EMI in London with a transit van, filling the transit van with Beatles albums and coming back up and people were queuing around the headroom and we're taking deposits on all these albums and we had them all bagged up ready for the doors to open, come in and get the Beatles albums. It was quite amazing. The scene of the music was just fantastic. There were quite a few record shops around then. We had Woods and Jumbo and Crash and all these other places around. Pearson's were quite a big competitor really, but although we were all competitors, we were all quite friendly really. We used to meet at record promotional nights and things. And in those days, there were all the clubs about in Leeds. We used to go to the Three Coins. I remember seeing John Lee Hooker and Peddlers and no end of people there. A fantastic club. The Bar Lane were just buzzing. There was Blues Gardenia, that was off Bar Lane. There was the Peel Hotel, which if you went upstairs, they used to have jazz, fantastic jazz place. And then there were the Meccas, obviously, all the usual sort of haunts. There was a new Mecca opened in the Merrion Centre. Leeds Uni were fantastic in those days for having all the top bands. There were the Who, Quo, Pretty Things, Trogs, and there was the Queen's Hall, which had a huge venue, the old tramshed place. I remember seeing Sting there. He was just fantastic. Police were just fabulous. There was Rush. I went to an all-nighter, and there was Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Soul Package. And I went to see the Rolling Stones there. They were on a revolving stage with Lulu. Lulu was supporting that time. And then, of course, there were Mark Altman's, which was used to be at the back of Leeds Infirmary. And you went upstairs and they'd got huge barrels with candles on. And then there were a couple of guys came in that used to put venues on. They came in really excited one day. Danny and Stuart, they called them. And they said, we've got Hendrix for Ilkley. And they managed to put a show on at the Troutbeck in Ilkley, and we went along with them, but unfortunately the police stopped it, so the whole place ended up in a bit of a shambles, to be honest. But claim to fame, I'd won Hendrix's Polo Mints. And around that time, of course, Cream were really, really big. They were a big favourite of mine. And I remember going to Leeds Uni down in the refectory talking to Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker. And I just stood in awe watching them on stage. They were just nothing like Cream at the time. They were just sensational. Were just magic, absolute magic in those days.